This is our first, I guess, official podcast of Real Talk Real Agents.
Yes.
Our first season in our room. And Pam and I will be here, like always, talking about all things, well, maybe not all things real estate, but I'm sure it'll all
have some life things too. But really, real estate is probably one of the wildest industries. I mean, we see some strange things both with agents and with homes and clients. So there should be plenty of content.
And why a podcast, Pam? You know, why do we do this? Why are we on here? Just curious what your answer is. I know I have an answer, but
I'll be curious yours too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I are two crazy people. Number
Great
one.
Start.
We like to talk to each other. I mean, honestly, I think it comes down to we want to help people in some weird way. So if we can share stories that may help somebody ultimately in the end, I think we're game for it.
Well, keep it real. See how I did that?
Oh, my God.
Just to keep it so real.
At some point, like, we have a little soundboard, and it has, there's buttons.
Wah, wah, wah.
So I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance, because I think Mackenzie's really going to love using the buttons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally going to love using the buttons. Just right now, they're a little far.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what you can see. So, but anyway, we'll do that.
We'll work into that.
I don't think I should. Let's give them something. Let's like share all the things. The first.
Right.
At the
something
first
to look forward to. Right.
So I think maybe it's important, since this is our first official launch of our podcast. You know, maybe we're... why we said why we wanted to do it was truly we like to talk to each other, and we think other people like to hear what we have to say.
Whether that's true or not, I don't even know.
But
maybe
I'm going to pretend it is. It's fantastic. But maybe just give them why I think you and I work so well together as agents, and then as people who are building a community together, and just kind of what really led us to where we are right now.
I think you and I... well, I think it started with a great friendship of wanting to help each other and listen to each other and be there for each other in those spaces that was safe and good. I think that's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
I do also think that we acknowledge and embrace the fact that we are similar in maybe our goals and what we want to accomplish, but we are very different people. And realize that maybe together we are one whole person.
Might work wise.
Exactly. Oh my God, yes. That everybody should have someone that is a safe space in, I think, their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that we embrace being different too, because I think we think we need to find people that are exactly the same or agreeable, and that's not the case. I think we've learned how to be successful because we're different, not because we're the same.
Well, and I think nothing has helped me in my growth journey as a human, as a woman, right, being in this role, than learning to work with somebody different
mm-hmm.
than me, right? And that feedback can come in different ways. You know, so it's just so what I think what works so well is when you find that space, and I'm sure other people feel this way, right? You find a space to share things, to work on some things, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't always align. And so just to know, like, even if it feels, you know, your approach, my approach feels like, oh, that was too soft, or that was too hard, or that was too whatever. But then if you can just pause and be like, okay, but she's right. Or, okay, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. Kind of not articulating that well, but I love the synergy between us. It's taken us. It wasn't immediate. The friendship was immediate. Right? There's different levels of friendship. There's different seasons of friendships.
Yes.
Right? We left each other and went different routes for a little bit. And still, I think at the core, knew what we were trying to build. And it just took us a little bit of time to kind of get back together to be like, okay.
But I think we needed those separate experiences in a way, because I think without them, we probably wouldn't have come back together. Which is a blessing sometimes in a hard season of life sometimes mm-hmm. when you find some... I don't know. You find your center again, which is great.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. Is there anything else they want to know about us?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I guess there's a long history story. So, if you guys don't know who we are, we've both been in real estate for a while. We are growing a team together. We lead with people first, and Mackenzie was doing something else earlier, and that just hits home of how we want to help people, and it's definitely how we both lead. We just do it in different ways, but we do want to have fun and talk about some silly things, but also share some things we've learned through the business.
Absolutely. So I guess not to totally date this too much, this podcast, right?
Yeah.
But with the first quarter of 2026, right? We've gotten really clear on who we want to be.
Yes.
And what we want to grow, right?
Yes.
So for anyone else who's listening to this, real estate or not really, you know, you find that time of your life where like, okay, who do I want to be? What is my purpose? What do I want to grow? So what are you most excited to share in the next, you know, in this series of our podcast and to happen here in the next few months?
I want to show the messy parts of all of it. It's funny, after a period of time, like, I don't know, I think you should be in a certain place doing a certain thing, and you realize that you needed all that messy stuff in between to kind of get there. And so I think so much that we see is just perfectly curated. And that's just not life, and it's just not real.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. When you just did a screenshot of the video that we posted yesterday, I need to teach Pam that she can.
I did.
But you can change. So there's a video that it was cut just perfectly. That was not maybe the most flattering.
Oh no, it
look
was awful.
It was for women. It was all neck. Being all neck in our 50s is not a good look. And it was just.
And my eyes were kind of crazy too.
Yeah. All the things. I would not work for that picture.
But I sent it to Mackenzie. I was like, yeah, you, this looks good.
All that to say is we're not afraid to show the messy. We're not afraid to show the not perfect, and that's what we're excited to do. Is we're real people. We work our butts off. We care deeply about those that are around us, and we want to share those stories of other people, of our journey. So we just hope that you come along with us and listen. And
what are you most excited about?
My most excited about getting our message out there to be able to help somebody else.
She's wanted to do this for a really long time.
I have.
This has been bucket list kind of item in a way.
It has. And not necessarily to talk about me or talk about us. But gosh, we care about people and we care about this industry. And so if this can help anybody, and again, I don't mind talking to you. And it's fun. And I think I'm silly and I think that I can be funny sometimes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, all the things.
But I'm most excited to share our story and to hope that our story, our shenanigans, our growth, our failures, right? Our lessons can help somebody else no matter what they're trying to do too.
100%. All right. So I guess cheers again to kick off to the podcast.